This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 26. Worry. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 12. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I worry a lot. Sometimes it keeps me up at night. I worry about things at church. I worry about my family. I worry about my health. I worry about money. I don't think I'm alone in worrying about things. Most people I share my worries with say that they lose sleep over similar things. I guess worrying is pretty normal. But then I read today's verses, and I worry that I'm not living the life of faith correctly. Ugh! I worry a lot even though Jesus tells us not to worry. A vicious cycle of worry and guilt sets in. Should I feel bad that I worry more than I should, more than Jesus wants me to? Maybe Jesus told us not to worry because he knew we would. I love the examples he gives to help us not worry. Look at how God takes care of birds. Look at how beautiful he created flowers to be. Those things are amazing, and God's care for them is elaborate and extensive. And yet God cares for us so much more than for birds and flowers. So why worry? I don't think I'll stop waking up in the middle of the night from worry anytime soon. But the next time I do, I'm going to read this passage and remember how much God cares for me. Then I'm going to lie back down and rest in the care of the one who has made and loves and cares for me every second of every day. Can you do that too? Pray with me. Father, help me to rest in the knowledge of your love and provision every day and night. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.